Hi, I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. I'll begin with events showcased in the Hartford Courant. Dispatch amped to headline the Capitol Groove, a new two-day music festival at Bushnell Park by Christopher Arnott. Bushnell Park has hosted some big music festivals, included the annual Greater Hartford Festival of Jazz, the Black Eyed and Blues Fest, and Hartford Symphony Orchestra's Symphony in the Park. Make way on the green for a new event, the Capitol Groove, a two-day music festival filling Bushnell Park with well-known national acts, plays indie, funk, soul, and other sound on June 29th and 30th. It's not a free festival. A one-day pass is $119, and a two-day pass costs $219. Doors open at 11 a.m., and the music starts at noon and ends at 10 p.m. The Capitol Groove was announced in January by Good Works Entertainment, the company that runs the Infinity Hall concert venue in Hartford and Norfolk, and books the summer Hartford Live Outdoor Concert Series at the Old State House. Considering that they came up in the Boston scene in the 1990s, Dispatch has made relatively few appearances in Connecticut over the years. Dispatch formed in the 90s at Middlebury College in Vermont, then settled into the Boston music scene. The band was a trio for most of its existence, but is now anchored by the multi-instrumentalist duo of Corrigan and Chad Ermston, with three other musicians filling out the sound on tour. Dispatch has released 8 studios and half a dozen live albums, as well as some EPs and live DVDs. There's another album in the works, but there's no schedule for it. This is a band known for its eclecticism and endless creativity. Live, Dispatch balances the need to play some of its best-known songs, which include Only the Wild Ones, Painted Yellow Lines, Midnight Lori, and the protest song Dear Congress, with the desire to experiment, jam, and play unexpected covers like Midnight Oil's Beds Are Burning or Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. We're just trying to serve all of the songs. We still try to do a couple from each album, plus new ones. We're constantly trying to figure out how to make the old new. That's what the five of us are. We like to improvise. The Capitol Groove Music Festival is well named, since even some of its folkier acts have been known to experiment with funk or soul beats or get into a party groove. The bands may not seem to have a whole lot in common, but they share some essential traits, like an enjoyment of playing outdoors, a drive to improve, improvise, and experiment, and a deep love of a range of musical styles. Geographically, the groups come from the East Coast, West Coast, South, and Midwest. A statistically significant number of them hail from Louisiana, but New England is also well represented. Festival organizers took special care to proclaim the glories of Hartford at this inaugural festival. The Capitol Groove website has info on how to explore Hartford, and the fest's opening act is a special band comprising some top local rock and funk musicians. The complete lineup is as follows. Saturday, June 29th, noon, the Cap Groove All-Stars, an all-star group of Hartford-friendly musicians that includes Living Color bassist and Connecticut native Doug Wimbish, guitarist Andy Sorensen, vocalist Brianna Maya, and Brandon Serafino, and several members of the local band West End Blend and or the New Mosaic that includes keyboardist Polly Philippone, vocalist Erica Tracy, bassist Tom Sullivan, and drummer Dwayne Keith. 1 p.m., Say She She, a trio of discodelic women from Brooklyn. 2:30 p.m., the Los Angeles rock ensemble Ozomatli. 3:50 p.m., the Minnesota bluegrass pop outfit Trampled by Turtles. 5:10 p.m., modern Americana act Shaky Graves. 6:45 p.m., Louisiana rockers The Revivalists. 8:30 p.m., another Louisiana rock band My Morning Jacket. Sunday, June 30th, Noon, experimental L.A. folk artist Vincent Lima. 1:10 p.m., The Suffers, a soul rock band from Houston, Texas. 2:30 p.m., Louisiana soul hip-hop band Tank and the Bangas. 3:50 p.m., Trevor Hall, the reggae-style singer-songwriter from Greenwich. 5:10 p.m., Guster. 6:45 p.m., The Head and the Heart, an alt-folk sextet from Washington State. 8:30 p.m., The Unpredictability of Dispatch. For more information on the Capitol Groove Music Festival in downtown Hartford's Bushnell Park, go to the Capitol, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, groove.com. Summer heats up in Connecticut this week by Christopher Arnott. Summer is when major pop acts tour arenas, whether or not they have new albums out. Janet Jackson, whose last album came in 2015, is at the Xfinity Theater. On the other hand, country stars Brad Paisley at Mohegan Sun Arena and Lainey Wilson at Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater are hitting Connecticut weeks before their new albums are released. Here are some of the top things to see this week. Mystic Pizza, the musical, the Ivoryton Playhouse, 103 Main Street in Ivoryton. One of the best-known films to take place in Connecticut has become a jukebox musical with its literally cheesy romantic comedy plot scored with 80s pop hits. This Ivoryton Playhouse production, now through July 28th, is the show's Connecticut premiere. A national tour of the same musical, but in a whole different production, is coming to Waterbury next year. Performances are Wednesdays at 2 and 7 p.m., Thursdays at 7:30 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., and Sundays at 2 p.m. For tickets or information, visit the website Ivoryton, that's ivorytonplayhouse.org. Lainey Wilson, Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, 500 Broad Street in Bridgeport. Lainey Wilson won Entertainer of the Year honors at last year's Country Music Awards. Her new album, Whirlwind, won't be out until August, but her first single from it, Hang Tight, Honey, was released in May. Her new tour insists that country's cool again and brings the Nashville-based Wilson to Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport on June 28th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $125 to $725. For tickets or information, visit the website HartfordHealthcareAMP.com. New York Gilbert and Sullivan Players at the Westport Country Playhouse, 25 Powers Court in Westport. The New York Gilbert and Sullivans have been around for decades and used to visit Connecticut often on tour, but those days are gone and it's a rare pleasure to see them in the state, especially at such a beautiful venue as Westport Country Playhouse. The troupe will do its one-act condensation of Pirates of Penzance, which gives them time for selections from other Gilbert and Sullivan classics, June 28th at 7:30 p.m. and June 29th at 2 p.m. Tickets are $50 to $70. For tickets or information, visit the website westportplayhouse.org. A day to remember, Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, 500 Broad Street, Bridgeport. The Florida pop punk act A Day to Remember is bringing three other bands along for its big show at Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport on June 29th. The story so far from California, 4 years strong from Worcester, Massachusetts, and the Long Island hardcore act Pain of Truth, June 29th at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $46.15 to $247.40. For tickets or information, visit the website HartfordHealthcareAMP.com. Tom Elton Tribute, The Webster, 31 Webster Street in Hartford. Klein Auditorium, 910 Fairfield Avenue in Bridgeport. With Elton John retired from touring, the Elton John Tribute Acts are having a field day. The highly respected Tom's Elton Tribute has two Connecticut gigs this month. June 29th at 7 p.m. at the Webster in Hartford. Tickets are $30 to $400 for a VIP booth. For tickets or information, visit thewebsterct.com. And June 30th at 7 p.m. at the Klein in Bridgeport. Tickets are $25 to $40. For tickets or information, visit theklein.org. Tom is British fashion designer and podcaster Tom Cridland, who is friends with Elton John's longtime drummer Nigel Olsen. He knows Elton's style inside and out. If you can't get to those, wait a month, and Tom's Elton will be at the Simsbury Meadows on August 21st. Brad Paisley, Mohegan Sun Arena, 1 Mohegan Sun Boulevard in Uncasville. While you're awaiting the new Brad Paisley album, Son of the Mountains, his first for the EMI Nashville label, after decades of making hit records for Arista Nashville, you can see the country star live at Mohegan Sun Arena with Tyler Farr opening June 29th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $81.20 to $188.80. For tickets or information, visit the website mohegansun.com. The Clairvoyance, Foxwoods Resort Casino, 350 Trolley Line Boulevard, Mashantucket. The Austrian mentalism duo of Amelie Van Tass and Tommy Ten are taking a break from their second home of Las Vegas to go on tour. The Clairvoyants are known for their mind-expanding second sight routine. June 29th at 8 p.m. at Foxwoods Great Cedar Showroom. Tickets are $71.95 to $106.20. For tickets or information, visit the website foxwoods.com. Janet Jackson, Xfinity Theater, 77 Savitt Way in Hartford. Janet Jackson's Together Again tour is her first since her pre-COVID tour, marking the 30th anniversary of Rhythm Nation. She hasn't released an album since 2015's Unbreakable, but there was a cool documentary TV series just a couple of years ago. Expect the hits. There are many of them. June 29th at 8 p.m. Tickets are $55.80 to $563.70. Go to concerts.livenation.com. or tickets or information. Crossfire Hurricane, the Rolling Stones tribute band, appears Friday, June 28th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Cheney Hall, 177 Hartford Road in Manchester. Tickets are $24 to $48 with discounts for seniors, students, military, and groups. Crossfire Hurricane is New York's premier Rolling Stones tribute band who absolutely captures the exciting sound of the greatest rock and roll band in history. For years, this band has given new life to timeless classics that define the Rolling Stones, delivering a high-octane performance that will transport you straight to the heyday of classic rock, featuring timeless hits like Satisfaction, Painted Black, and Gimme Shelter. Crossfire Hurricane is coming to Rock Manchester. Event contact is info@cheneyhall.org. Cheney is C-H-E-N-E-Y. Or you can call 860-647-9824. Comedy Hypnosis Show, Friday, June 28th from 7 to 8 p.m. and 9:15 to 10:15 p.m. Thomas Hooker Live, 1 Sequasson Street in Hartford. Tickets are $25 with general admission for 21 plus. Hypnotist Heather J. comes to Thomas Hooker Live on June 28th for an out-of-control comedy hypnosis show with special guest comedian Sharon Simon. One night only of nonstop comedy and mischievous hypnotic stunts. Your friends, family, or a rando you met on a dating app, all under the mesmerizing spell of hypnotist Heather J. Don't miss this off-the-wall performance. Lucky you, we've got two shows to pick from. Get your tickets now for 7 p.m. or 9:30 p.m. Event contact is hypnohetherjay. That's hypnoheatherj@gmail.com. or call 316-816-5709. Soul Tsunami with Ray Morant, Friday, June 28th from 8 to 11 p.m. at Black Eyed Sally's, 350 Asylum Street in Hartford. Hey, music lovers, this is your chance to see two of Connecticut's best soul, blues, funk musicians jam together on stage at Black Eyed Sally's. Soul Tsunami and Ray Morant will be stirring up quite a storm on stage. Not a hurricane. They're going to make some funky waves. For more information, visit hartford.com or call 860-278-7427. Shakedown, The Grateful Dead and Beyond, Friday, June 28th at 9 p.m. at Arch Street Tavern, 85 Arch Street in Hartford. Admission is $10. Shakedown returns to Arch Street Tavern for a night of Grateful Dead. Never miss a Shakedown party. Them's the rules. For information, visit hartford.com or call 860-247-7610. Summer Bazaar Under the Pavilion, Saturday, June 29th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Meriden Turner Hall, 800 Old Colony Road in Meriden. The event is free. Meriden Turner Society is kicking off summer with our annual Summer Bazaar at Meriden Turner Hall, 800 Old Colony Road in Meriden on Saturday, June 29th. We will be featuring vendors selling crafts, baked goods, and homemade preserves outside under the pavilion from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make sure to stop downstairs and grab some lunch from our kitchen serving all your hot German food favorites, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event contact is reservations at Meriden, M-E-R-I-D-E-N, turnersociety.com or call 260-341-2542. Raspberry Festival at Lyman Orchards, Saturday, June 29th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lyman Orchards is located at 32 Reeds Gap Road in Middlefield. The event is free. The Lyman Orchards Raspberry Festival celebrates raspberry season with some fun for the whole family at the Apple Barrel Farm Market on Saturday, June 29th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Activities include a 10 to 11 a.m. Sin Garden yoga class for a free guided class for all levels of yoga flow. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Meriden Humane Society. 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., horse-drawn wagon rides, $6 per person, $4 for ages 4 to 12, free for ages 3 and under. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., face painting by Lara. 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., live music from Stewfoot. Pick your own blueberries and raspberries. There'll be food trucks and free activities. You can get a raspberry shortcake sundae at the Lyman Orchards Creamery. Activities are subject to change. Continue to check back for more information on other activities joining us at the Raspberry Festival. The event contact is npeach@lymanorchards.com or call 860-349-6000. Bloomfield Strawberry Festival, Saturday, June 29th from noon to 7 p.m. at Bloomfield United Methodist Church, 297 School Street in Bloomfield. The event is free. The Bloomfield Strawberry Festival is a townwide event that is open to the public and brings residents from throughout Connecticut together for a day of fun, food, vendors, and activities. Visit our site for more information about vending and activities. The site is https://www.bumcct.org/bloomfield-strawberry-festival.html. The event contact is bumcfestival@gmail.com or call 860-416-1137. Shakespeare in the Park, Saturday, June 29th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Mortenson Riverfront Plaza, 300 Columbus Boulevard in Hartford. Set sail on an epic adventure with Pericles, Prince of Tyr, and as he navigates the tumultuous seas of life, encountering shipwrecks, pirates, and long-lost family members along the way. Get ready to laugh, sing, and be part of the production. This one-hour tale of hope, love, and family, performed by the Evergreen Family Theater, will sweep you off your feet and capture your imagination from start to finish. For more information, visit hartford.com. 10th Annual New Haven Caribbean Heritage Festival, Saturday, June 29th, from 2 to 6 p.m., and the New Haven Green, 250 Temple Street in New Haven. The event is free. Can you believe it's the 10th New Haven Caribbean Heritage Festival? Neither can we. Celebrate with us as we go big for the 10th Festival. This year we are returning to downtown New Haven on the Green, thanks to our partnership with the International Festival of Arts and Ideas. We will celebrate with family time, music, dancing, and food in true Caribbean style. Follow our social media and website for up-to-date details. Event contact is New Haven, caribfest@gmail.com, or call 203-509-1516. Psychic medium Patricia Griffin at City Steam, Sunday, June 30th at 6 p.m. at City Steam Brewery, 942 Main Street in Hartford. Tickets are $35. Join us for an evening with psychic medium Patricia Griffin at City Steam Brewery. Patricia Griffin is a natural-born medium who in 2014 came to a point where she could no longer deny her gifts and went professional. Based in Monroe, Connecticut, Patricia continues to blaze a trail through her grassroots movement, spreading the message that love sees all, believes all, and never ends. Communicating with loved ones brings validation and closure. Patricia is a regular at the CT Style television show, in which she is one of the most popular guests. Ryan Christopher, who was the host of CT Style, said, "Patricia is the real deal." Patricia has made countless appearances on radio stations such as WPLR, WATR, and WPKN. She does private readings, group sessions, galleries, and fundraisers. Among Patricia's greatest honors is reading at fairs for Pat Longo, who was the mentor of the famous Long Island medium. Patricia is a regular at Comics at Mohegan Sun, as well as many other venues. A full kitchen is available. The event contact is Ryan, R-Y-A-N, at comixcomedy.com, or call 954-729-6282. Humphreysville Summer Market, a Seymour craft fair, Sunday, June 30th from noon to 4 p.m. at the Seymour Historical Society, 59 West Street in Seymour. Bring some beauty into your life, from unique gifts to homemade treats to handcrafted items of all types. Local artisans will sell their goods at a craft fair at the Seymour Historical Society. Items for sale at the Humphreysville Summer Market will include cookies, cakes, candles, jewelry, natural soaps, pet treats, chainsaw carvings, and more. In addition, there will be raffles for craft-oriented items and a food truck serving up tasty snacks and meals. The event will be held rain or shine. The event contact is president at Seymour, S-E-Y-M-O-U-R, historicalsociety.org, or call 203-888-7471. Chatterbox Improv Comedy Meets Storytelling, Saturday, June 29th at 9 p.m. at CT Comedy Theater, 15 Asylum Street in Hartford. Admission is $10. Join CT Improv for the show, where they interview guests or hear your stories and then turn those stories into improv comedy scenes. It's the chance for that one story you keep telling but no one thinks is funny to have its day in the sun or be buried forever. More info, visit hartford.com. Let's look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the Hartford Courant. If you have any questions or need more information on any of the articles I've read, call the Chris Listener line at 860-727-9579. Again, that's 860-727-9579. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.